WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8, the temperature 79. Check at the Brazos Valley. Weather follows the news. Presented by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. I'm Bill Oliver. 10 months after there was an announcement of selling the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County, that transaction has fallen through. City of Bryan and three other Texas cities that own the coal-fired plant have announced full-time operations will end September 30th. BTU General Manager Gary Miller told our sister station, Navasota News, they and the other members of the Texas Municipal Power Association can get electricity from less expensive sources. Shutdown means the loss of 70 of 91 jobs.
Some of the activities that take place out at the Texas Municipal Power Agency will continue, such as the ownership of transmission assets, and we have what used to be the mining land, and we're in the middle of, you know, reclamation of that land. So those things have to continue, and so there will be employees necessary for that. But we will also retain a certain subset of the operational employees so that when summer gets here next year, the plant will be in such a shape that we can start it back up.
TMPA management plans to keep the reservoir open for public use for the foreseeable future. Major changes coming for the approximate 20,000 vehicles each weekday that are driving Welborn Road and Bryan through the intersection of F&B and Old College. Modifications are underway to making only one lane of through traffic on Welborn and provide separate left turn and right turn lanes. City of Bryan consultant Gary Schott says that was the best option to reduce existing traffic issues given their landlock from expanding Welborn to the west.
Union Pacific Railroad owns up to about 1 or 2 feet from the pavement edge of Welborn Road there on the west side. And in numerous conversations with Union Pacific, they are not selling land.
And on the east side of Welborn, there's the cost of moving utilities and buying commercial and office properties. Modifications are supposed to be completed before the fall semester move-in of Texas A&M students. You can see a map of the new traffic pattern online at WTAW.com. Police and sheriff's departments around Texas having to rework budgets because the Department of Public Safety, without notice, has started charging local law enforcement agencies for lab work.
This past week, the Texas Department of Public Safety announced that it will begin charging for crime lab services starting September 1st. Police chiefs and sheriffs weren't expecting this announcement. Some of the charges include $150 for a toxicology review and $550 for a DNA analysis. DPS said that the charges became necessary after lawmakers approved a budget that fell short by over $11 million of being fully funded. David Burrell, TSN News.
Bryan police report no one was hurt during a weekend armed robbery. This was Saturday night shortly before 11:30 at the Valero on East 29th near the College Station city limits. Two people with their faces covered, at least one of them with a gun, took an undisclosed amount of money. No shots were fired. Now that the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has decided its highway plans for the year 2050, it wants your feedback about plans for the next 2 years. Executive Director Dan Rudge says something called the Unified Working Plan Program includes work with the Texas Innovation Alliance,
which is a group of communities that are promoting transportation innovations in the state of Texas as a way to try to encourage more businesses to relocate into Texas based on transportation or their transportation needs.
Rudge also says the plan includes the development of a congestion management process and an update to the Metropolitan Transportation Plan. If you'd like to submit a comment, you can do that through August 1st. More information online at bcsmpo.org. City of Bryan has announced two finalists for the next director of Parks and Recreation following the retirement earlier this month of Daryl Lovelett. One has local connections, Linda Cornelius, a former recreation superintendent in College Station. She's currently the director of Parks and Rec in Highland Village, that's between Dallas and Denton. The other finalist, Robert Dornicker, is the assistant Parks and Rec director in the Chicago suburb of Evanston, Illinois. Bladen College looking for experienced welders, plumbers, and carpenters to serve as part-time instructors.
The people that we are looking for are the people who have been actually in the trades doing the welding, doing the carpentry, and actually being a plumber, because those are the people that we want because they can directly relate their experiences to the students.
That's Bladen's Director of Technical and Community Programs, Ken Dupree. You can find out more by going online to bladen.edu. WTAW News Time, about 10 after 8, the temperature is 79. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be hot and humid, well up in the 90s this afternoon. Tonight it'll become partly cloudy, 74 to 78. Partly to mostly sunny, 95 to near 100 on Tuesday. Fair in the 70s at night. And mostly sunny, continued hot on Wednesday, well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, have a news bulletin.
Please, go ahead.
We begin with the question, how much would you expect to pay for a 2017 Chevy Silverado pickup?
2017 Silverado pickup? I don't know. I'd say 35.
Sure. 1,000.
Yeah.
No dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Au contraire, Pierre.
Okay.
How about $75?
Ooh.
Well, that's
what landed a gentleman last night into the Brazos County Jail, stealing his brother's rented pickup from Houston.
Brother rented a truck and he stole it?
And the brother took it, yes. He's been arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
He's lucky that's all he got off with. Man,
yeah.
So are these brothers estranged, or do we know?
No, the pickup was parked at the proper location, but thanks to electronic monitoring, they were able to find the vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you decide you want to steal a rent car, remember, they do like to take, they do keep track of their inventory.
Yeah.
All right, $75. Well, yeah. Listen, there's some rain, serious rain. It's just not near here.
But if you're going to the other side of Huntsville, points northeast.
Yeah, it is.
Some oars.
Yeah, northeast of Huntsville and actually on into Louisiana. And the heaviest of it actually is north of there, though, like up near Jacksonville and that sort of thing in deep east Texas. But nonetheless, and it's been raining there a while, I guess, huh?
All night.
Yep, does not seem to be dissipating, but by the same token, doesn't seem to be moving down here either. However, if you look to the east, I mean, you can see the sky is darker over there than it is in the other directions. But we'll see. We have we could get pop-up showers today. They're telling us we have a 30%. Chance of that.
Yeah.
Jobs you probably didn't know existed. Crime scene cleaner.
That's got to be, you got to have a strong stomach for that one.
Very much recession proof, though.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty and it's not easy, but that's what's under those sheets that you don't really see in real life. And you know, in real life, it can be pretty gross. Anyway, they make between $35,000 and $75,000 a year. How about a worm picker? Worm picker for those who, are calm under pressure.
A worm picker?
Don't mind a little dirt under your fingernails. Yep. Plus, you get free fish bait.
Yeah.
Bingo manager. Maneuvering strict state gambling laws and accounting practices is just part of the responsibility. Maybe the most important is providing unique and culturally sensitive experiences for your players. Make $56,000 a year.
Mm.
Professional bridesmaid, like up to $1,000 an event.
Oh, wow, really?
Yep, if you're brave enough to attend multiple weddings, and have to do the chicken dance. recite speeches about people that you don't know and improvise a fake story about how you know the bride, then there's a market for you.
Yeah, I just finished watching the rerun of 27 Dresses.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. How was that? Yeah, same as the second
That's the premise.
Oh, is that right? Is it? I haven't seen the movie. Where golf ball retrievers fail, opportunities exist. The job of golf ball diver, this job is not as easy as it may sound. However, it can be, well, you know, again, especially if you're in Florida, because you're going to be in some water that really isn't yours. You make $30,000 a year, it says. Paper towel sniffer. With a well-tuned sense of smell, you can have the job of making pure paper towels that do not have a strong odor. $45,000 a year to be a beer taster if you love beer, and gosh, who doesn't, then consider becoming a beer taster or even an intern who blogs about beers around the world.
Well, I've considered being a beer taster, but now you're telling me I can get paid for it?
Well, I don't know. There are jobs in it. It doesn't mean that you personally will. That's the other thing. Is, you know, what you'd like to do. How about being a live mannequin? $100 an hour.
A live mannequin?
Live mannequin. Fortune cookie writer.
Hmm.
This position, one of the easiest jobs on the list, considering it only requires using every motivational tweet that sounds good and, you know, there you are. It's you can make up to $75,000, $75,000 a year. Cinema screen cleaner. We rarely pay attention to movie screens, but somebody has got to take care of cleaning them.
I never even thought about that.
A few of the qualifications include love of highlights, soda-proof shoes, and the affinity for the smell of popcorn. And live stream eater. We have no shortage of YouTube celebrities that get paid for their personality. No personality, no problem. Now you can get paid simply for eating. Okay.
Alrighty.
Again, a lot of jobs out there if somebody's willing to pay.
Yeah.
So, are you telling me that listening to us spew out this brilliance in the radio every morning isn't making people smarter? Because you know that it is. According to a new study, spending 2 hours a day or more in the car makes you dumber. Dumber.
Okay, all right.
Seriously, it literally reduces your IQ sitting in the car that much. The researchers say that driving is mentally stressful and fatiguing. It can be. And when you pair that with being sedentary for so long, it causes a gradual decline in your brain function. Or to put it another way, car bad, make dumb. But if you think about that, of course, it's so much fun just to watch the other idiots that are on the road along with you and see how they misbehave. We have the story about Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos were invented by a janitor who was working at Frito-Lay's Rancho Cucamonga, California plant. His name was Richard Martinez. Since then, he has worked his way up. He now runs PepsiCo's Multicultural Sales and Community Promotions Division. He invented the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and now that's what he does.
Oh, all
right. Like, you know, okay. Jackie Chan, you know, he is a classically trained opera singer.
Did not.
Has released more than 20 albums.
Where did he find the time?
I don't know.
He's jumping off buildings and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I was going to say. Maybe you could Google Jackie Chan
opera
albums and see if you could find that, maybe. Not sure. Okay.
Can we get like a holiday album or something?
That'd be,
Jackie Chan sings Christmas.
Yeah. Don't know. Not sure. My Northern California man reportedly threatened to call the police on a 13-year-old girl's lemonade stand because she couldn't provide a business license. Jasmine LaRoche, approached by a guy who intimidated her by requesting to see her license to operate. Again, she's 13. When she couldn't provide the paperwork, the man pretended to call the cops on his cell phone. Jasmine, who was set up across the street from the main entrance of her family's gated community, packed up her refreshments and headed home. Jasmine's dad, not too happy about the exchange, posted an open letter to the bully on Facebook, and naturally it went viral. With the help of her parents, Jasmine felt confident enough to reopen her lemonade stand. Even better, the publicity was gangbusters. Neighborhood and even the police officers stopped by to buy themselves.
Well, you know what happened in London?
No. You're going to tell me.
Andre Spicer, a business school professor, had let his daughter set up a stall to sell refreshments outside a London festival, but then four council officials fined the father and daughter for trading without a license.
Really?
The town council has since apologized for issuing the fixed penalty notice, canceled the fine, but in the meantime, Daughters received offers to set up lemonade stands at festivals and a nearby market.
Outstanding. You know, hey, caller.
Hey, I wonder if Jackie Chan butchers Italian when he's singing opera like he does English when he speaks it.
Well, did we find anything?
Yeah, you know, I found his discography here, okay. And most of his stuff is in Japanese or Cantonese and stuff. He got a couple of things in English. I don't see anything in Italian. Got some Mandarin, though, so.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, okay, that's why we do it, so
he's
you'll
accomplished.
Know. It's 820.
I was frustrated about my weight, anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Follow-up to a story we had last week about the kid who goes to the Metallica concert. Remember that?
And he lost his car.
And he lost his car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they found it. Found it in a garage, and he drove up there on a bus. He rode up there, went to get the car. The girl who found it, and through Craigslist, he gave her $100 and also donated $100 to her favorite charity. So that was pretty cool. All right. So now, did you hear about Salvador Dali's body being exhumed?
Yes.
This was kind of a deal, okay, because this lady, Maria Pilar Abel Martinez, a tarot card reader, said that Salvador Dali was her dad. And the reason that that's a big deal is because his estate is worth like $350 million, okay? So she'd get a piece of that action. Well, so they exhumed his body, and apparently coroners got the shock of their lives when they looked down to see his signature mustache fully intact.
Yep.
Louis Pineas, who tells the New York Times, the facial hair kept its classic 10 past 10 position, called a very emotional moment. The renowned artist passed away in 1989. She swears Pilar Abel says that that is her biological dad, and so we'll find out. But
yeah,
nonetheless.
But his mustache was intact.
How
that's
that
the
happen?
Impressive part.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Joanna Gaines is fighting against fake news.
Yeah, I heard about this.
The new down-to-earth decorator revealed on social media that she is not leaving her show to focus on a career in cosmetics, and she wants her fans to know it.
All that is just
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Joanna Gaines does not have a skincare line. She said it is a scam, and somebody is working hard to steal her name and make money off of it. Speaking of money, Ivanka Trump's first financial disclosures show that her fashion, book, and lifestyle companies earned the daughter of the president $12.6 million over the last 2 years, period covering her dad's campaign and time in office. While she works as a senior advisor in the White House and as a has turned all the daily operations over to executives, Ivanka, like her father, continues to profit from her companies. $12.6 million. Well, and again, say what you want to, but people want to buy that stuff.
Yep.
Although she stepped down as the official CEO of her fashion brand in January, she continues to profit from the company. She received $787,000 advance for her book called Women Who Work. And that was the thing that I think really endeared her to a lot of people when she got up during the Republican convention and talked about that. You know, for all the empowerment of females, this is a young lady who's gone out and done it. I mean, she does it, and she makes sure that she hires a lot of women to do the work along with her and, again, puts her money where her mouth is, so to speak.
Yep.
A24, cops investigating a break-in at a North Carolina taxidermy shop, shocked at who the suspect was, deputies responded to Bowman's Wildlife Taxidermy in Walnut Cove Sunday at 3 in the morning. That's when they came face-to-face with a live deer that had managed to get into the building. That would be freaky. I mean, that's like going into a funeral home, isn't it? I mean, for us.
Yeah.
Deputy says that the animal was obviously trying to free his friend. That friend was, of course, a stuffed deer. The live deer, unhurt, ran off into the woods. Unfortunately, it caused $3,000 worth of damage.
It's kind of sad.
Well, it is.
Poor guy thought his friend was in trouble, and he's just stuffed.
This is the way out. This is the way out. Just follow
me. At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Wildfires in Canada are pushing up the price of lumber, threatening the supply to U.S. home builders. Lumber futures have soared in July as blazes spread across British Columbia, leaving many U.S. wholesalers shorthanded. Lumber dealers ran down their inventories this year as a trade spat between the Trump administration and Canadian officials sparked wild price swings. Now, Canada's wildfires are turning out to be the worst for the lumber industry in more than a decade. Home builders in the U.S. get about a third of their lumber from Canada. Lyft says it's forming its own autonomous car development division, hiring hundreds of engineers for it and opening a new office in the heart of Silicon Valley. Lyft says it will develop its own software and hardware to enable vehicles to maneuver without a human at the wheel, while it works to attract new partners that can plug their own self-driving cars into its grid. Crude oil is trading at $46.12 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
If you're tired of hearing about Russia's involvement with last year's election, just wait until you hear what's going on over at the FCC with net neutrality. Kim Commando with your Friday digital consumer tech update. The FCC...
No, Kim. No. That's Friday. Okay. Let me see what we can do here to find Kim. Okay. All right, give me a second here, and we'll find Kim.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It took only 10 years for the world's largest companies to fail. ExxonMobil, General Electric, Citigroup, and Shell Oil all pushed out of top place by Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. And now the talk is everywhere. Is it time to break them up? Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The Sherman Antitrust Act is a 137-year-old law that was used to break up the oil companies back when Standard Oil developed a stranglehold on America. Today, Google has 88% of all search business. Amazon has upended all retail sales and can harm other businesses with just the rumor that it may compete directly with them. Consumer Watchdog is now accusing Amazon of misleading customers with deceptive discounting, increasing prices on thousands of items that are clearly advertised as discounted. The government is investigating. If they don't want to be broken up, they have to behave. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Next time you're at the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes. I'll tell you, too long. Well, say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that helps you cook healthy, delicious meals in 30 minutes or less. Go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they'll deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients direct to your doorstep with easy-to-follow instructions. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television? Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing. Try Kim's Club today at club.commando.com. Remember, seniors, military, and service personnel get a special discount. Go now to club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 9. The temperature is 80. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. A 60-year-old Florida man arrested after authorities say 9 people died in the back of a sweltering tractor-trailer found outside a Walmart in San Antonio is due in federal court today. Officials say nearly 20 other people rescued from the back of the rig early yesterday, hospitalized in dire condition, many with extreme dehydration and heat stroke. More than 100, some from Mexico and Guatemala, may have been inside the trailer before first responders arrived. The co-founder of Pilgrim's Pride, the chicken giant in northeast Texas, Bo Pilgrim, has died. As indicated by the 37-foot-tall head and shoulders bust of his likeness donning a Pilgrim-style hat that still stands over the company's former headquarters between Pittsburgh and Mount Pleasant, Bo, an industry icon, president of the National Chicken Council, says few of any poultry pioneers have marked the industry with such a lasting and unique impact as did Bo Pilgrim, who died at the age of 89. Starting today, work begins on a major change to how traffic will move on Welburn Road in Bryan near the Northgate District. Welburn Road intersects with F&B and Old College. There will be just one lane of through traffic that will allow for separate left turn and right turn lanes. That modification gets started today, and weather permitting, it's supposed to be completed before the fall semester move-in of Texas A&M students. Map showing the new traffic patterns online at WTAW.com. Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization asking for your input on the Unified Working Plan program. Major tasks include an update to the MPO's Metropolitan Transportation Plan, developing a congestion management process, and working with the Texas Innovation Alliance to incorporate new technologies. You can see the plan online at bcsmpo.org. If you'd like to weigh in on that, you have until August 1st to make that happen. Days are numbered for full-time operation of the coal-fired power plant in Grimes County, co-owned by the city of Bryan and three other Texas cities.
All of the studies that we've done have shown that the cities can procure electricity or produce electricity from more economical sources than this power plant. And that's really the reason behind the move that we're making.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller tells our sister station Navasota News the Gibbons Creek plant near Carlos will shut down at the end of September. That means 70 will lose their jobs. Another 22 remain and take care of the grounds and keep the plant prepared to generate power next summer. Gibbons Creek Reservoir will remain open to the public for the foreseeable future. Partial shutdown follows attempts since last September to sell the plant. If you are an experienced carpenter, welder, or plumber, Blinn College is looking for you. Director of Technical and Community Programs Ken Dupree says they're in need of part-time instructors to meet local demand. More information online at blinn.edu. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 9. The temperature is 80. News brought to you by Awards and More. More local news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Hey, good morning. It's 836. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be hot and humid, well up in the 90s this afternoon. Tonight it'll become partly cloudy, 74 to 78. Partly to mostly sunny, 95 to near 100. On Tuesday, fair in the 70s at night, and mostly sunny continued hot on Wednesday, well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's find out what's going on in the arts, and Chris Dyer's here this morning from the Arts Council. How are you this morning?
Good, doing great.
You brought a guest with you, as you usually do.
I always do. It makes it more interesting, right? We're going to talk about fiber arts today, and a lot of people may not even know what that is, but we have quite a few affiliate groups that are actually fiber artists. And so we have a representatives from Intersections Textile Learning Center today.
Hey, Dawn, how are you this
morning?
Just fine, thank
you. Now, tell us a little bit about your organization.
All right. Well, we started out as Brazos Spinners and Weavers, and that was just an evening kind of, and it was a hobby thing. Then some of us decided we want to make things. We would go to sales occasionally, but we decided we wanted to make things that we could sell all the time.
Sure.
So we started Intersections, the Learning Center, TLC, the Learning Center. And that was in 2013 when we actually started on that. And so we have a gallery, which we show things we make, we sell, and so on. We're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday every week from 12 to 6.
Now, where is the gallery located?
And it's at 2116 South College.
Okay, which is kind of near what?
Ray Criswell's.
Okay, sure. Okay.
You know where that is?
Okay.
We're right across the street.
Okay.
And just north of Michael, St. Michael's.
All right, so kind of near, just past, I guess that's...
we're near Carson.
Carson, that was it. I was going to say Coulter's not it. They're Carson. So now, what kind of things can they expect to see in there?
Well, we do things like placemats, also lots of towels. We do other things like vests and shawls and scarves and so on.
So how does somebody get involved in this organization? You need some special equipment to be able to do this, or how does that work?
No, you don't need any special equipment. We have lots of equipment in our store. And all of us are weavers, and weavers like tools. So we all brought our tools, and we have plenty to share. Mm-hmm. Although, if you become a weaver, usually you want your own at home, too. So that's
so this basically was created because you would go to shows and you would see that there are other organizations like you that would create these sorts of
things.
Great gift ideas.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And it's fun to do, too. It's work, but it's fun.
Well, if they want some more information, what do they do?
They need to call. Well, they can either send us an email at weavebrazos@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a telephone number, which is 979-822-5684.
Okay, and then you have meetings how often?
We have a monthly meeting, which was with Brazos Spinners and Weavers, which is it's their guild house, too,
mm-hmm.
understand. That's where our meetings are and so on. We have those just once a month on the first Thursday of the month. But we are in and out of the shop all the time. And there's someone there most of the time, even if we're not open.
Okay. So if you're interested, go knock on the door, right?
You can knock on the door, or you can just leave a message, okay. or you can give us a call.
Super. We'll thanks for coming in this morning.
Okay.
What else you got for us today?
Lots of exhibits going on right now. Campus is still open. Those museums are still going right. strong, so check them out. At the Natural History Museum, they have the home exhibit. We have the Museum of the American GI has their exhibit going. And also at the Bush Library, the ranching exhibit is still going. And we have a exhibit at the Arts Council that's up through July, the end of this month. So a lot to do. ACBV.org, and it's kind of divided by what events are going on, what kind of organizations. So, you know, stay in town and do a lot of fun arts.
That's a deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
842, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So Bo Pilgrim has passed away. He was quite the character. In fact, there was a story over the weekend talking about some of the oddities as we begin the special session here in Texas. Now, what happened was there were certain times when members of the House and the Senate can take donations and other times when they can't. And that changed back in 1989. Here's a story from Austin, July 8th, 1989.
Okay.
A millionaire handed out $10,000 checks on the state Senate floor one day this week while legislation that interested him was pending. He says the checks were political contributions and not an attempt to bribe lawmakers. Business interests favored the bill, but the Senate rejected it in a vote that was not recorded. How does that work? Anyway,
it all happens all the time.
Yeah, Lonnie Bo Pilgrim, an East Texas chicken processor, offered personal checks with the payee's name left blank to 9 of the state's 31 senators on Wednesday, 2 days before the Senate was to vote on the House workers' compensation bill. So the deal was, at that time, you could take contributions while the legislature was in session. Now what they've done is to be ethical, they have closed that loophole in that you can no longer take contributions at the Capitol. But in a special session, you can take contributions. So last week, after the special session started, they started having fundraisers all over Austin sponsored by lobbyists.
Of course.
Can you imagine that? So Ronnie Earle, who was the Travis County DA back then, said the incident showed it was time to change the state's laws, and so they did, because of Bo Pilgrim handed out checks in 1989 on the floor of the Texas Senate. They changed the law. One of the quotes in there was from Kent Caperton, who was our state senator at the time.
Caperton said the first time that he heard about the checks, I thought they were joking. It's just outrageous. The law needs to be changed. We need more limits about when we can take money and how much. So they made the change. So you can't give them money during the special session at the Capitol.
Yeah.
But you can go down to the Austin Club like two blocks away and hold a...
And give them all the money.
A little get-together, if you will. So ratings are in on the live broadcast of O.J. Simpson's parole hearing. Turned out to be very popular. Total of 13 million total viewers tuned in across the eight different networks which carried the broadcast. That said, Variety notes that the 13 million is a lot less than the estimated 95 million viewers who tuned into the Bronco Chase. We all remember that Friday night when that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1994.
Playing cards at a family reunion.
Eating at Landry's in Galveston, I was, when that happened. Mm. And it was just up there. Brad?
I was a kid, yeah. But I do remember it happening. I was actually at a friend of my dad's place. He was doing some business, you know, and uh-huh. I was trying to figure out how to hook up the video game system.
Oh, okay.
And sure enough,
there was that. And 150 million people tuned in to catch the verdict of O.J.'s murder trial in 1995. Wow. John Hurt has passed away. You'd know him if you saw him, maybe. He played Peter McAllister, which was Macaulay Culkin's dad in Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyhow, he's 71 years old.
I think he was on The Sopranos, too.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And that's... he ran into James
Gandolfini?
Yeah, Gandolfini in a grocery store and said, "Hey, man, got any parts for me?" And he said, "Well, let me find out." And they did, and they made him a detective who was likable. And then they got him killed off.
Yeah.
And he went to the creator and he said, "Why did you kill me off?" He said, "Well, because people like you." You know, that's the reason you got to be. Somebody's got to die, and so it's somebody that they like.
People liked you too much.
That's it. Hey, happy birthday to Instant Coffee. Instant coffee was patented 90 years ago.
Wow.
I wonder how that tasted. I mean,
about the time Mrs. Olson came.
Yeah, being you're right. You know, I don't know. I've never been an instant coffee fan, but I guess if you're really hooked on it, then that'll take it for you. But, I mean, what did the first one taste like?
Well, I mean, judging by what it tastes like nowadays, it can't be very good.
Well,
again, you know?
Yeah, how far have we come when in the world of, I guess it's freeze-dried now. Is that what they call it? Instant coffee. Anyway, happy birthday to that. Hey, speaking of birthday, Don Henley celebrated his 70th birthday Saturday night at did a concert at the American Airlines Center, so kind of like his hometown. BestClassicsBand.com says special guests were Stevie Nicks, Patti Smyth, and also Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt. And there's word that there may be some other Eaglets out there.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Hello.
I was at that concert.
I was waiting for your call.
You went to that concert?
He plastered Facebook.
Oh, did you? How was it?
Yeah. It was great. It was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yeah. It was. He had a spectacular band with him. Stevie Nicks was already listed as a special guest, but Joe Walsh, everyone expected to be there, but he didn't come on until, you know, really late,
right?
And then just kind of lit things up. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's really, really good.
He's really good, and for 70, he is still getting it done. Yeah. He's kind of an inspiration, you know.
Well, he never sang outside his range. I mean, he never did songs that really took him out of his range.
Still doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he was really good, and it was a fun time.
Are you coming back to work anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm coming today.
Are
you?
You're going to be in today? Wow.
Yeah.
Be still my heart.
I gotta move the stuff out of your office then, okay?
Yeah, get all those papers out, would you?
Yeah, I'll do that. All right. Yeah. What time does it start? Later. What time does it start?
I forget.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck with that. Let's see how that works out.
Yeah, you know, Joe Walsh, he's making records. His fans telling me that his fans, they can't wait. They write him letters. They tell him he's great.
Oh, it's very, yes, exactly. Thank you. Hey, Sci-Fi Network has renewed a series called Winona Earp for a third season. Who knew? I didn't even know what that was. Have you heard of it?
No.
This is a show that stars Melanie Scrofano as the heir to the gunslinger Wyatt Earp and the only one who can wield his mystical gun, Peacemaker, and deal with all the supernatural beings that infest the Ghost River Triangle where Purgatory is located.
Okay.
That's an awful long way to get there.
That's Sci-Fi Channel. I don't watch much of the Sci-Fi Network, okay? Producers of HBO show Westworld revealed the trailer for season two at Comic-Con, which just finished up, I guess, Saturday in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be weird. I'm just saying.
Comic-Con trailer?
Comic-Con, yeah. Anyway, Dunkirk, big winner over the weekend at $50 million. Girls Trip was second at $30 million. And Spider-Man Homecoming still in there at $22 million. War for the Planet of the Apes dropped down pretty considerably, I guess. Ooh. Down to fifth place. So that's where that goes. Hats off to Wonder Woman, now the highest grossing film of the summer in North America, passing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 with $389 million this weekend. Variety reports Wonder Woman is also now in second place for 2017 overall, behind Disney's remake of Beauty and the Beast. All right, Tim.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Taste the legendary flavor, there's one near you. C&J Barbecue, with fired perfection on every plate, tender, delicious, the best in the state.
People come from miles around. C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town.
Good food and fun, C&J is the place, a Texas tradition of great taste.
C&J Barbecue.
852, News Talk 1620. WTAW. Are you going to talk? You just bringing me. What is that? Oh, those are the that's the book.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's a book that we were talking about at lunch on Friday.
My wife says, "Give these CDs to Scott."
Yeah, that's.
And I said, "Great, you and Scott are exchanging CDs. What could be next?
Exactly.
Cassettes?
Yeah." Big 8-track tapes.
8-inch reel to reels, yes. Back and forth. Anyway, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So
I don't know. Is this a good book or something?
I don't know. Well, that's why I'm going to listen to it. There are parts of it, apparently, that are supposed to be good. Well, so, in the meantime, Bo Pilgrim died.
I heard that on the radio.
Hear that little story about the $10,000 checks on the floor of the state Senate? New York Times story, 1989. He walked around and handed out checks. That's why you can't do that anymore.
In
1989, yeah. He's the one who did that. But again... Oh, hi, guys. Wow. I'll let you talk. Sorry.
Sure would like to.
Yeah. 89 years old from Pittsburgh, Texas.
I'm still curious what those CDs are that you have.
Well, it's a book. The guy's name is Golf. That's
okay,
all I know. And so anyway, we were talking about
this is the one
lunch.
Where he had the kids and he had his kids write to each world leader and something.
Right.
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. He sounded. I was just trying to figure out what the kids are like now because that was 10 years ago. Are they hellions now? Or are they. You know, really good people.
Face tats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sears announced plans yesterday to sell its Kenmore appliances on Amazon. You hear that? I know. Well, Kim is talking about it, too.
How is that? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
How does that work? Honestly, I walked through Best Buy the other day, and I said to myself, well, at least, by golly, the white goods will never be bumped off by Amazon and by online because... Mm. You just can't ship that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then look what happens.
Giant drones.
Lo and behold.
Big old drones.
Yeah. Well, and
with
again.
SEAL Team 6. And a division of Amazon.com.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. that's what Kim was talking about today. Now, you know, big guys have come and gone before. It's happened, and it will somehow happen here, but it's unforeseeable right now. And the other thing is that there isn't anything legislatively that you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there might be.
Okay.
But the question that I have in my head is why does no one know of the existence in America of Alibaba?
Well, you know, that is interesting.
That is very interesting to me. That the actual biggest one in the world somehow doesn't seem to make it here to the USA.
Well, you know, it makes me think about, remember there was this company who had these computers and they decided they didn't want, well, just any search engine to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so as a result, we had Explorer for how long before we got other options?
Too long.
Finally, they were forced to do something. Could it be that Jeff Bezos is doing something that would keep Alibaba from being able to get a foothold here?
Hard to say. You'll never hear me say that because he could squash me like the insect I am.
But the good thing is that Jeff Bezos doesn't own like some media outlet like the he does own the Washington Post.
I know. Hey, I'm sorry somebody called you on your phone there.
No, that's all right.
Anything you need to take that?
It's fine. I got it. It's okay. Not a big deal.
These giant drones that are going to be carrying the other drones, it's like a drone.
Yeah.
Drone.
Yeah.
One on each corner of your washing machine.
Yeah. They compared them to the helicarriers on the Avengers movies, which are giant aircraft carriers with giant propellers on them.
Big fans.
They're going to be
blowing
huge.
Down.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, wait. That could change. That could maybe impact global warming. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Climate change.
Yeah.
Climate change.
No, it'd be global warming. I mean, it'd be that big fan that you guys needed earlier this morning before the air conditioning.
Wasn't too bad here, but the people on the inside of the building there,
like
on the
me.
Other side of the hall, they were really uncomfortable.
But it's on now, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So finally, I got in touch with Ben about 7:30. When it started getting uncomfortable for me, then we decided to go ahead and make the call.
Thanks, God.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So did you see a movie this weekend?
I saw Dunkirk.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I'm sure it's historically accurate. It's just historically incomplete, and that's what it was so historically incomplete that it bothered me.
Yeah. Well, there's been some talk about that.
It'd be like having a World War II movie that just talked about code breakers. I don't know. I don't know. There was something different in the way that they presented it. That just kind of it didn't irritate me. It's not your typical Hollywood liberal stuff, but
good.
And just it's fine and dandy. The British people in their boats, they certainly came out well and all. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. It just, I wonder why we never saw who, quote unquote, the enemy
mm-hmm.
was. They never referred to the Germans.
Really?
No, they didn't
really?
Refer to Nazis or anything. There were,
politically
there were,
correct thing.
There were two shots of like a microsecond each where you saw an Iron Cross on one of the, on the warplanes. And that
really?
Was it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, it was, and you didn't, and of course the French are up in arms because they kind of got short shrift. Nobody pointed out that the last fighting French were still in a circle around them,
that's,
you know, giving them time to get away.
Yes.
But that was, it just.
I'm flabbergasted they don't really mention the Germans as being the bad guys.
Well, they
it's
wanted,
kind of important.
They said, what's his name, said that, Nolan said he wanted this to be a more universal story. Which, you know, that sounds alarm bells for sure out of Hollywood, but it wasn't the typical Hollywood screed. Okay. There was from a hunting for stuff perspective like me, you know, I'm always looking to be offended by something Hollywood did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything that did that. It just wasn't everything I wanted it to be.
So you give it a resounding okay.
I give it a resounding you won't be angry when you walk out.
Okay.
Okay. I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
In 30 seconds we have left, the most important thing we need to tell you is, of course, on the Discovery Channel tonight, Shark Vortex.
Ooh.
Focusing on three sharks, and then the return to the Isle of Jaws. Alien Sharks, Stranger Fins, which shows off some of the world's strangest sharks, and Shark After Dark.